Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways to keep us all healthy. You know, we hear so much these days about gluten intolerance, and there are a multitude of products from popcorn to bread that are putting gluten-free labels on everything. Products you don't think of as having gluten in them even. But wheat, like sugar, is an ingredient added to so many processed foods. So we wanted to get an understanding of why we're seeing such a rise in intestinal issues in children and other health issues that usually come later in life, if at all. What's changed?
So to get an answer to that, we've invited Cindy Umira, a nutritionist, best-selling author, international speaker, and the creator of a new documentary that's just been released. It's called What's with Wheat? Cindy, thank you so much for joining us here on Healing Quest.
Thanks, Roy, and thank you, Judy.
Well, it's good to have you here. I know you're traveling in the United States. You're from Australia, so all our listeners recognize that accent.
So how do you like it so far?
I love America. And the national parks I've just fallen madly in love with. I just want to hike them all.
Oh, they're beautiful, that's for sure.
Well, if you have a good nutritious diet, you could probably do that. But that's more difficult to get these days, as I recall.
Well, our first question is going to be, you know, what led you to want to examine what's up with wheat?
What happened was that I'm somebody who eats really, really well. And I have all my life because I've been a nutritionist for 37 years. And I started to notice that I was getting some niggling problems. So putting on weight, still eating the same food that I always had, but putting on weight, low back pain, right hip, excruciating right hip pain, anxiety in the morning, migraines, and all these things started minor and then in a couple of years became quite major. And being a nutritionist, I decided it had to be food. So I eliminated everything but small amounts of meat, green vegetables, so lots of green leafy vegetables, and a few pieces of fruit, and small amounts of food. And in 3 weeks, everything disappeared. I had absolute clarity of mind, unbelievable energy. And then I introduced foods back into the diet, not expecting wheat, but it was. Wheat brought everything back within a 24-hour period. It was like I ate it that night. The next morning I woke up, I gained a lot of weight in water, of course, and then sore pains in my back, everything. So I researched it, and what I came up with I felt was worth sharing, and so decided to create this documentary, What's With Wheat?
Wheat's definitely getting it's changed.
A lot
of attention these days, you know, with all of this gluten-free. I mean, gluten, I guess, is in so many processed foods. But it's the wheat. It's not just gluten. It's the wheat because there's gluten in other things. So there are other grains, I think, that you and I were talking about that are good for us. But wheat, not necessarily so anymore. And why?
There were a lot of things that I identified. And if I was going to be really brief about it, first it was the refining, taking out the germ and the bran. And then what we did was we put synthetic vitamins and mined minerals in it. You can never replace what you've taken out. Mm. Then, and that identified nutritional deficiencies that were seen in the 1920s, and now folic acid is added to it in the, you know, in the year 2009 that was first added. So there was that. We don't respect it the way we used to, and the way we used to prepare it in fermentation and long cooks. It's in everything, and not only as wheat, but it could be as a byproduct of wheat. So a couple of years ago, we grew enough wheat to feed 11 billion people, which means that's a lot of wheat to try and use. And so we put it in as additives, preservatives, flavorings, starches, binders, fillers. It's in our cosmetics. It's in our vitamins and minerals. It's in our medication as excipients. It's also vitamin C is made from wheat. So ascorbic acid is actually made from wheat. That's its original beginning. So we see it in so many things without realizing we're having it for breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, and dinner. And most people in their lifetime will never not go without wheat for a day, let alone 3 weeks, let alone 6 weeks, you know, which is what I did.
Did you do this after you did your documentary or before you did your documentary?
I did everything before I did the documentary. It got me interested you know, all of that. So I did all the research. And then my husband said to me, well, you're going to write another book? And I've already written 9. And I said, no, I don't want to. And he was the one who said, well, why don't you do a documentary? Why don't you, you know, let people know through vision rather than through word.
I like that. And you interviewed some excellent people in this documentary. And what was the big takeaway that you got from most of them?
I talked about the first part of the documentary. And the second part of the documentary gets into agriculture.
Uh-huh.
There are 10 chemicals that are allowed to be sprayed on the wheat before seeding right up to the silo. So, but I think the straw that broke the camel's back was the new drying of the grain. Now, not everybody does it, but there are about 30 to 40% of farmers that do it here in the US, where they dry the grain with a chemical. But they just don't dry grain or wheat with this chemical. They also dry seeds and other grains with it, unless they're organic, of course. And they'll also will use this chemical because it's the component of Roundup. So they'll use it on genetically modified Roundup ready foods. So it's sprayed in many of our foods, parks, gardens, sidewalks, by our councils, in our agricultural industry, through the wine industry, through nuts. So it has been sprayed more and more. But I think that drying of the grain is the most important thing that we need to look at, because basically we are consuming glyphosate, which has 4 patents on it.
Oh boy.
It's a chelating agent, so it binds with minerals. It's a herbicide, so it kills plants. It's a biocide, so it kills bacteria. So it's killing the ecology in the soil, which means our plants aren't as healthy, and it's killing our ecology, which is our microbiome. So we have this perfect storm that's happened where we've created a food we eat a lot of, we've refined it, we've done everything to it, and then we're actually killing the very ability of our body to digest this inflammatory grain. And therefore, we now see an increase in celiac disease, wheat allergy, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, as well as autoimmune diseases that are linked to gluten and wheat. So that's in a nutshell what the movie's all about.
Right. Well, you know, this is all bad news. Do you have some good news for us about what we can do? Most people aren't going to stop probably eating wheat. But when you and I talked earlier, you had some ideas about what we can do. And also, what other grains are available that aren't treated this way?
First of all, you go organic, because then you know it's not going to be dried with Roundup, because it's not an organic chemical that you can use. So I always say we've got to get back into the kitchen to nourish our family in order to heal a nation. So it's as individuals that we've got to make this move. Now, you might say, well, this takes too much time. I don't have time.
Right.
Well, I say that's all about, well, it's all about priority.
Right.
But I also have been doing this a long time. So I actually have got some great ideas. And one of them is like, all right, let's say you want to be quick. You just want to pour out of a box a breakfast cereal. Well, what you can do is you can get a thermos, a wide mouth thermos. You can, the night before, add your rolled oats and a little bit of seaweed salt, and that seaweed and salt mixed together. And then you can add your boiling water to it, put the lid on, and in the morning you have porridge. You don't have to burn it on the stove. It's just poured out of the thermos. It's cleaned easily, and you can add some beautiful fruits and nuts and yogurt to it, and there's your beautiful breakfast. Easy.
Oh, I like that. And I think you have some other tips for people, too, in terms of other prepared meals that you can do from scratch that don't take a long time. And that I like what you say about getting back in the kitchen and feeding people, because what you hear from everyone is, well, I just don't have time. I don't have time. And you're saying you can have time. It doesn't take that much time.
Yeah. It's about being organized. It's about having probably 10 recipes that you really know that you can do without a recipe book. So what I have at lunchtime, often my husband and I will take leftovers from the night before. So if I've made up some chicken and some vegetables and some salad, I'll just put that salad out, throw the cold vegetables on top and the cold meat I'll have cut. There's my lunch. Doesn't take me any time at all. And I can do that the night before if I've got energy, or I can do it in the morning and get up 5 minutes earlier, because that's all it takes. And then at night, my husband and I work together. So he will be out in the barbecue and he will cook the meat. And then I will make the salad and a vegetable. And it could be broccolini, it could be sweet potato, it could be corn, and of course organic corn. So it's so easy. And then you put all your beautiful salts and your black peppers. And
sounds like we need to come over for dinner one night.
Yes.
The last question is, the documentary is What's with Wheat? How can our listeners see that if they're interested in seeing the work you've done?
Well, it's on many places on the web, but the most the place that you can really see it, and most people seem to have here in the U.S., it's on Netflix.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah, people can watch it on Netflix, but you can buy it on, I think, iTunes. You can get it on Amazon. You can buy it at my website, which is whatswithwheat.com if you don't get Netflix. So, yeah, it's available for people to watch.
I know you're here in America. You're off to do a TED Talk, so and you're working with a couple of other organizations. But I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to have you on the show while you were here. This is fascinating work that you're doing and very important to educate people about this serious, serious topic.
So, Cindy, thanks for being with us today on Healing Quest. We really appreciate the work you're doing and the information that you've had today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yet another reminder of how important the concept of organic is when we're doing things like looking for the bread we're going to have in our house.
That's right. Well, you know, this is kind of scary what she's talking about with wheat, and I think it's really important. And obviously, convenience could be killing us. You know, we can't just grab a loaf of bread off of the shelf without looking at the label and looking at what's in it. And I know that, you know, nobody wants to take the time to necessarily do that. But if you're seeing things that, words that you can't pronounce, it's probably not something you want to put in your body. And, you know, we don't all have time or the luxury to make our own bread like our producer Brooks does. And he's going to bring some in for us because we're putting them on the spot right now.
Exactly, right. We have witnesses.
All right. So moving right along, coming up next, what do we have coming up next, Roy?
We have a report on a big lecture that you attended last week.
Yes, Gary Zukav. Oh, my gosh. He was on the show last week. So if you heard the show last week, and if you didn't hear the show last week, you'll want to catch the podcast on KFBK.com or iHeartRadio. He is wonderful, and I got to go and listen to him, and it was great, and we're going to talk about what I learned.
We're looking forward to that report.
Don't forget, if you missed any of today's show, there's a podcast available at KFBK.com or on the iHeartRadio app.
And you can email us at info@healingquestradio.com or call us at 877-544-4827 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.